Okay, we have, this gentleman's name is Blake Statz. He's a contest winner from our sister station's country station, Riverside, called K-Frog. And Blake was at the show. Hi, Blake.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
We're pretty drained.
I'll bet. Tell us what happened. You were there at the show last night. Were you right in front of the stage?
No, we were a little bit further back, which was kind of a good thing. The first two nights we went, we were closer to the stage, which seemed to be the prime firing area for this man to hit people and kill people. We actually decided, out of just wit last night, to stay further back. We were still on the right side of the venue, or the west side rather, which is closest to Mandalay Bay, and we were a little bit further back, so it gave us enough time to run.
What made you decide to stand a little further back last night?
You know, when you're trying to get up close to see an artist, you get a lot of people that are pushy and rude, and, you know, and then of course it gets hot, and
right.
It's just one of those things that you have to be kind of physically and emotionally prepared for, and we were just wanted to relax last night, enjoy the last night of the show.
So, Blake, tell me, what was your experience of this event? I mean, did you start hearing the pops? What happened? Tell us.
We heard these pops going off, and, you know, a lot of people, including us, thought that it was fireworks. Well, I'm looking around. I don't see any sparks. I don't see any light shows. I don't see any smoke. I just hear the pops. And I took a look up at the Mandalay Bay, and I saw a flashing, and I wasn't sure if it was a muzzle flash. I really wasn't too sure what it was. And we knew things kind of got real when we saw Jason Aldean start running to the back of the stage. The music cut off, and everybody, you could just hear screams coming through the crowd.
Oh, man. Did you see people who were actually hit?
Absolutely, yeah. One of my friends that was with me, Kenneth, he was hit. We were trying to run away. It was kind of a technique of when they're firing, get down, and when they're not firing, start running.
Wow.
You know, because you would assume that they're either reloading, switching weapons, or what have you.
Blake, are you ex-military?
No.
So tell me, your friend got hit. Is he all right?
He's fine. He's sitting next to me right now.
Thank God.
Yeah, he was hit in the back of the right thigh. You know, they got him to the hospital finally and got him checked out. They didn't take the bullet out because apparently that does more bad than good.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, they opted to leave it in until he sees the surgeon.
Wow. So where are you guys right now? Are you heading back to Riverside or what's going on?
We actually, when we left, we all kind of got separated. I went to Luxor to try and grab a vehicle and find my friends. So I had to sneak in and sneak back out, which was quite a difficult task. And we went to my cousin's house, who is a Las Vegas police officer. We went to his house, and I had a key. So we got in that way, and we stayed there until we heard that the hotels are now lifting the lockdown so we can go back to our rooms.
We're on the line with Blake Statz from Riverside. He's a K-Frog contest winner. He was there last night. One of his friends shot, but his friend is doing okay, and thank God for that. But have you heard from everybody else in your party? Blake, do you know everybody's okay?
Yeah, I rounded everybody up and got everyone to safety. There's a few other people I know. One of my friends, one of my old co-workers that was also at the festival, her friend got shot. She reported to me that he is actually okay and his family picked him up from the hospital already.
Thank God. If you don't mind me saying so, Blake, you sound pretty calm about it. That's why I asked you if you were ex-military. Are you just sort of suppressing those feelings right now, or how do you feel?
Probably in shock.
I'll just say this. The adrenaline will take you a long way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm aspiring to be a police officer anyway, so I'm not that might have something to do with it. But
I see.
You know, screaming your head off isn't going to do you any good, and that's not going to do anyone else any good either. You know, the best thing to do is try to keep a level head and press forward. So that was the main thing, you know.
Well, we're sorry all of that happened, obviously, but we just wish you the best. I hope you get back to Riverside safe and sound, and God bless, man. Thank you for being on the air with us.
Will do. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Wow.